£1,000, meaning 115 articles about him won't be the subject of a new trial. Junior doctors in England are going to strike again this month, walking out for 5 days from the 24th of February. Their union, the BMA, says it's because ministers failed to meet a deadline to put forward a fresh pay offer. The Health Secretary says she's keen to find a way to resolve the issue. Dr. Vivek Trivedi is from the union's Junior Doctors Committee.
The government needs to get real. It can either continue its path of further pay cuts, which doctors have faced of around 26% over the last 15 years, or it can start to pay doctors fairly, which starts by reversing those pay cuts.
Police have confirmed that two dogs, which killed a 68-year-old woman in Essex at the weekend, were XL bullies. A ban on the breed came into force in England and Wales last week, but owners can keep them with a certificate. The US president has defended his mental fitness after an official report called him an elderly man with a poor memory. But some analysts are questioning why that was mentioned in a document which concluded he shouldn't be prosecuted for mishandling classified documents. Our US correspondent Mark Stone said it is still a worry with an election ahead.
The thing to watch now is how his own side reacts. They cannot ignore this. The thing is, though, there is no mechanism in America at this stage in an election campaign to switch candidates. He wants to run. He's the candidate on the ballot in the primaries, which are already underway.
More wintry conditions are expected across most of Scotland this weekend. Weather warnings for snow and ice come into force this afternoon. And Kate Moss, Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa are among the women who feature on Edward Enninful's last cover for British Vogue. The editor is stepping down after 6.5 years. He's brought together 40 famous stars. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks very much, Simon. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's pretty overcast here in Brentwood and it may well stay like that for the rest of the afternoon. There could well be a few sunny intervals, but there's also really light rain showers expected always on and off throughout the rest of the afternoon. High of 13 of 7 tonight. Much better day tomorrow. No rain around, sunny intervals all day long. A high of 11 and a low of 5. Sunday, we're looking at light rain and sunny intervals. A high of 9 and a low of just 2 on Sunday. More of the same on Monday. Sunny intervals occasionally. Showers, particularly in the afternoon. High of 9 and a low of 1. Looking much better towards the weekend, next weekend. But that's a long time away.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
So good afternoon and welcome along to the show. And thanks very much to Keith for the last 3 hours. All kinds of fascinating stuff. Love the vintage charts that there is there as well, Keith. So my name is Patrick and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And we've got lots and lots of great music for you here today. Probably most of it on the fairly chilled side, but we'll see. Here we go. And about a 1:45, we've got the usual birthdays competition. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times. And I ask you how old you think they are. And if you want to take part against the regulars, well, it's emailing me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Our vintage chart that we do at about 2:30 is going to take us back to 1994. There's three great tracks from that, actually. You're going to look forward to that. I look forward to being with you and playing all kinds of music. A wonderful selection we've got here for you today. It's going to include within it somewhere that brand new track from Billy Joel, which is a pretty exciting thing. He said he'd never do any more music, and he's got round to doing a new track that he premiered at the Grammy Awards. So that's our show today. Do keep it Phoenix for the next couple of hours, won't you?
For the best music and in town, Patrick Shipping on Phoenix FM.
And we'll start off back to 1994 as well for the track that came from the soundtrack of the film Four Weddings and a Funeral. I wonder if you saw that. Practically everybody did at the time. I think this track itself was number one for 15 weeks during the summer and made nearly over 2 million sales. It was also number one in 4 more countries. I think you've guessed it already. Wet, of course, and Love Is All Around.
I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Oh, yes, it is. So if you really love me, come on and let.
Cause all my love, you
when we're wet and love is all around. Kristen Guildford's one of our regular participants in the birthdays competition, and he was telling me the other evening about a new album from Dave Kelly, who's someone he's very fond of the music of, and the new album is called Sun on My Face, and he said, could you play a track from it? So I thought we'll have the title track.
But I'm growing tired of this pain. Keep me from living with the sun on my face. We sit here in the sun, I sing the blues. We both keep running, got nothing to lose. Old friends are watching, a crowd looking on. Something that's already gone. We never notice time slip away. With it, what we had way back in the day. When you wore white satin and your grandmother's lace. Oh, we had a living with sun.
That's Dave Kelly, who's an artist I'm not all that familiar with. Chris is he knows a lot of his music, but a great track, that interesting, and from his new album Sun on Your Face. And we've got all kinds of interesting music, as I say, between now and at the end of the show. A number of artists that you may not know so well, and some artists that are very well known to you. We've got a Stevie Wonder and a Sting track coming up in the next 20 minutes or so.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Nikki Star-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm here to tell you all about Geezer's Please and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM. Phoenix FM.
And just, of course, you can always check out our schedule, which is in the Brentwood Gazette, apart from being on our website as well. And in the Brentwood Gazette as well, there's always a feature item about the station, usually focusing on one of the shows that's been there or other things that are coming up. But always well worth checking that out. I was lucky enough to see Honey and the Bear earlier on this year. I went up into Essex and saw them playing live. And they're really interesting kind of group, not just the two main people within the band, but their wider group of supporting them as well. You can check out more about their information on their own website, of course. They're on their 10th anniversary tour, and this includes the 30th September at the Cambridge Junction. This is one of my favourite tracks of theirs. This is simply called Why Am I Always Saying Sorry?
Why am I always saying sorry? Am I the only one who can compromise? Just one time it might be quite nice for me if you could say that you're wrong and apologize. You could say sorry, my darling, sorry, I've hurt you. Now I just pray forgive me, I won't ever doubt me. I love you and want you to stay. Why do you always make me guilty when I haven't done anything wrong? Just one time it might be quite nice for me, although I know it won't last for long. You'd say, sorry, my darling, I'm sorry, I've hurt you, and now I just pray you'll forgive me and won't ever doubt me. I love you and want you to stay. Why do you always have to squash me? Put me down with words of spite and disregard. Just one time it might be quite nice to me if you could say something that won't leave me scarred. Sorry, my darling, I'm sorry, I've hurt you, and now I'm just praying you'll forgive me and won't ever doubt me. I love you and want you to stay. If I wait for you to say sorry, will I wait for a year and a day? I'm waiting for you to say sorry.
Yes, I saw them playing live in Thaxted, where they have a summer festival of music, a mixture of music across the summer period. And they were really good. I really enjoyed that. And, yep, you can check out their website for more information about them. I think we're going to do one of these.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So there's a couple of things happening tonight. So if you are looking for somewhere to go, there's a quiz night happening at the Bardswell Social Club, Bardswell Close in Brentwood. The Brentwood and Billericay local group of the Essex Wildlife Trust are the people behind this. It's a fun evening for people of all ages. Non-members are welcome. Feel free to make up your own teams, or alternatively just buy a single ticket or any number of tickets, and then the teams will be made up once you get there. Please arrive by 7 for a 7:30 start, and tickets are £12 for that. If you'd like more information about that, I've got a phone number for you here, 01277 231 305. That's 01277 231 305. All proceeds going to support the Essex Wildlife Trust. And there's also a charity fundraiser, a race night in aid of the Hamelin Trust at the Billericay Theatre, 34 Radford Way, Billericay. Pre-recorded horse races with commentaries that you're able to bet on. Tickets £10 per person. Doors again open at 7. First race at 7:45. And Hamelin Trust is an Essex-based charity founded 40 years ago by a family raising two children with learning difficulties, and all the money goes towards them. Fascinating events, two interesting events there that you might be interested in if you've got nothing planned tonight.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
We'll give you a travel update after we've had this track from Sting. Came from his 1987 album, Nothing Like the Sun. It was released as a single in Poland, and it made number one there. The album, of course, itself was a number one in the UK, also number one in Japan. And in the USA, it made number nine, and it was top 10 in 10 more countries. And this is just a wonderful track. If you're doing that, whatever you're doing now, just sit down and relax for 3 minutes and 42 seconds while we listen to Fragile. And after that, we'll have a traffic update for you. Isn't that just a beautiful track by Sting, and that's called Fragile. Last week, of course, we were talking to a couple of people, but we were particularly talking to Mark James from the Retreat House at Pleshy, which is just a great place for going out and chilling out. So there's organised events there, but you can just book yourself in there as a nice, quiet place just to chill, and that very much reminded me that track that we just played there about all the things Mark was saying last week. You can check all of that out, of course, on the show blog for last Friday, which was Friday the 2nd of February. It's all there on the website.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll have a look at what's happening around and about. All the usual suspects have got some travel difficulties, just a little bit of heavy traffic around and about in our local area. The centre of Billericay, around by Waitrose and that kind of area, is just fairly busy at this time. We get down to Shenfield Station, there's some traffic around there as well. And if you're going towards the traffic lights in Shenfield as well, just past the school, there's a little bit of roadworks happening there with just holding up just a little bit there. Central Brentwood, of course, at Wilson's Corner is busy as ever, particularly along the Ongar Road, but you know, you expect that if you're round and about this area, don't you? Not too bad everywhere else that would be in our area. The motorway itself, M25, got no issues on it as well. No problems at the junction with the M11, I'm pleased to say. The M11, if you're going up the M11 and you get just past Harlow, there's a little bit of a difficulty there at this time, a bit of a hold up, not quite sure what's causing that. A12's easy everywhere, of course, as there's 40 mile an hour limits around about the Margaretting Mount Nessing area, but that's not too bad at this time. Everywhere else on the A12 in our area is easy. Centre of Chelmsford, of course, it's building up a little bit, particularly as you approach the Army and Navy roundabout. So we'll have you another travel update in an hour's time, and of course, if anything major comes in, I shall let you know all about it. Stevie Wonder brought out this track in 1970. It's called Heaven Help Us All. It was a USA number 2, only made number 29 in the UK.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns. Yeah.
hiding from the storm.
Stevie Wonder and Heaven Help Us All. You know, we listened to the words of that track, 1970, so that's what is that now? That's 54 years ago. It sounds horribly contemporary, a lot of the words within that. Jeremy Johnson, he's somebody, again, that I was lucky enough to see during 2023. Actually, he was performing not all that far away from here in Billericay. And you can find him on his website with a number of gigs that he's got coming up. Singer-songwriter. And he put out an album in 2023 called Insecurity. And from that, this is called Just Be.
So come find nothing with me. Up hills, down dales, we'll wander free. I'm on a road to a path, to a place to just be. As light as clouds and as heavy as lead, and all these places in between. Now I feel the pull of the weight of the world, expectations like gravity. I'm on a road to a path, to a place to just be.
That's Jeremy Johnson and Just Be. Our very own Michelle Ward, of course, is very much somebody who likes to really promote unsigned artists. And there's so many great unsigned artists out there. Jeremy Johnson, that's another one. Do check him out, won't you? We'll be coming up with the birthdays quiz fairly soon. That's at about quarter to two. And I guess somebody else who's also going to be taking part, we heard earlier on the track, that was asked for by Chris from Guildford. And Bob in Harlow is somebody who always takes part as well. He's a huge Beach Boys fan, and I thought I'd find something really obscure for him today. Carl Wilson, of course, member of the Beach Boys for a lot of the years, sadly no longer with us. He made an album of his own in 1981, and from that album, this is Carl Wilson's Heaven.
It's like I'm sailing on the ocean. Every time I see your eyes, you could be the wind that keeps me floating. I could be in heaven for all I know. Heaven's the place for me to go. No one ever could have told me how. No one ever could have told me how. Heaven could be here. Your heart is very tender. Your soft touch, the breeze of life. In your arms I feel a comfort. I surrender in your smile. Hold me close for just a while. No one ever could have told me how. Heaven could be here on earth. Of love and motion, and the warmth of summer sun. In your love, I need no compass. My direction has begun. Could you be an angel sent from God? No one ever could have told me how. No one ever could have told me how. Heaven could be here on earth. Heaven could be here on
like that. That's a real rarity. Carl Wilson and Heaven, the album simply called Carl Wilson, came out in 1981, and of course those very distinctive Beach Boys style harmonies within that. Rather lovely. Taking us up towards the birthdays quiz, and this is Paul Simon, came from his 1983 album Hearts and Bones, and this is called When Numbers Get Serious. The album itself wasn't as successful as it might have been for Paul Simon, but only made number 34 in the UK, but it's got some great tracks on it. Lovely songs.
I have a number in my head, I don't know why it's there. When numbers get serious, you see their shape everywhere. Like multiplying, exchanging with ease. When times are mysterious, serious numbers are eager to please. Take my address, take my.
From the 1983 album Hearts and Bones. If you're looking for somewhere for a Valentine's Day meal and an evening out, well, Marco Piera's White's Restaurant at Holiday Inn Brentwood has a special Valentine's Day menu on offer with five courses for just £42.50 per person. If you're interested and you need more details, or you want to just do your booking, well, you can call 01277 247 220. That's 01277 247 220. That's the Holiday Inn Brentwood and Marco Pierre White's Restaurant for that special Valentine's Day meal. We've got the birthdays competition just around the corner.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
And Brentwood are playing Stowmarket here at the Brentwood Centre, at their ground here on this coming Saturday afternoon, the 10th of February at 3 o'clock.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in indie and alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. New indie and alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
The 10 minutes to on a Friday lunchtime. It's time for us to start off with the birthdays competition. Remember how this works. I'm going to give you the name. I'm going to give you the name of the artist. It wouldn't be much good if I didn't give you the name of the artist, would it? Give you the name of the artist, I'll tell you a little bit about them, I'll play a track, and then if you want to have a go at how old you think they are, you can just email me in radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to take part against our regulars who will be taking part in this competition. Simple as that. And then if you get it absolutely right, you get 3 points. If you are the closest, you get 1 point. And there we go. So, Alice Cooper, born Vincent Damon Furnier, is an American rock singer whose career spans almost 60 years with a raspy voice and a stage show that features numerous props and stage illusions, including pyrotechnics, guillotines, electric chairs, fake blood, reptiles, baby dolls and dueling swords. Cooper is considered by many music journalists and peers to be the godfather of shock rock. He has drawn equally from horror films, vaudeville and garage rock to pioneer a macabre and theatrical band of rock designed to shock audiences. Originating in Phoenix, Arizona in 1964, Alice Cooper was originally a band with roots extending back to a band called the Earwigs. So, we're going to want to know a little bit more about Alice Cooper. We've got so much here about him. You know about Alice Cooper, don't you? He actually, one of the interesting things about him, and surprising is that to some people, is that beyond his stage presence, he's actually an active Christian and involved in his local church in the States. So, we're going to go to 1972 for the track Elected. It was a UK number 4 in Germany and Austria. It was number 3. It was top 10 in the Netherlands and in the Belgium. I guess maybe it was a little bit too close to home in the States, where it only made number 26. But it did come from the album Billion Dollar Baby, which was, of course, a USA number 1. Selling over 1 million, and it was also number 1, that album, in the UK and in France. So, how old do we think Alice Cooper is? Radio@phoenixfm.com.
I'm your choice.
Alice Cooper and Elected. Thanks to all the regulars who are indeed here taking part here today. We've got Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, and Patrick in Ingatestone, all emailing me in radio@phoenixfm.com with their answers. You could do the same as well if you wanted to and you wanted to take part and to see whether you could compete against them. Let's see. Second artist that we've got today, Kimberly Wyatt, an American singer, dancer, actress, and television personality, a former member of the pop girl group and dance ensemble the Pussycat Dolls between 2003 and 2010, and then when their renaissance was between 2019 to 2021, and in between she was a member of the pop duo Her Majesty and the Wolves between 2010 and 2014. As an actress, she's known for her roles in the American comedy series Poor Paul, and also in the British musical drama series Almost Never, and she served as a judge on various television dance competitions, including Got to Dance, Live to Dance, Got to Dance Poland, Taking the Next Step, and she's appeared as a contestant on British reality TV shows, including The Jump in 2014, Celebrity MasterChef 2015, and Dancing on Ice in 2022. So how old do we think Kimberly Wyatt is? We're going to go to the height of the fame for Pussycat Dolls, 2005, and the album Stick With You, which was a UK number one, also number one in New Zealand. It was number five in the USA, and it was top 10 in five more countries. Came from their debut album, PCD, which was nominated for the Best Pop Performance at the Grammy Awards back in 2006. So, how old's Kimberly Wyatt? Radio@phoenixfm.com.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.